Speaker 1.
George Stubbs was the finest horse painter that England has ever produced, combining a profound knowledge of horse anatomy with naturalistic observation and a calm, classical sense of composition. Born in Liverpool in 1724, he was largely self-taught as an artist. Stubbs studied anatomy at York Hospital, illustrating scientific writing with drawings made from dissections at which he had assisted. For some time, Stubbs made a living painting portraits. He briefly went to Rome in 1754. 2 years later, Stubbs started studying the anatomy of the horse by dissecting corpses at a farmhouse in Lincolnshire. The fruit of this were exquisite drawings published in 1766 in the book entitled The Anatomy of the Horse. In 1758, Stubbs settled in London, where his work attracted the attention of wealthy people with a passion for breeding and racing horses. He painted some large commissions in the form of hunting, shooting, and racing canvases, and some works of worldwide fame, such as the near-life-size whistle jacket, which can be admired at the National Gallery in London, or his famous mares and foals. Stubbs was president of the Society of Artists for 2 years and a fine observer of human beings, from stable lads to aristocrats, as well as horses. He also painted exotic animals and rural scenes. He experimented with techniques and painted at least 18 oils for King George IV. George Stubbs died in London in 1806.
Speaker 2.
J.M. W. Turner was an English romanticist widely considered one of the most innovative landscape painters of the 19th century. With light radiating from a particular source, Turner created great and unique tunnel-like effects within each painting. He is often credited for elevating landscape painting to a status it had not yet achieved in England. Like his contemporary John Constable, he made spontaneous watercolours and oil studies of fleeting weather phenomena such as rainbows, storms and volcanic ash. Born Joseph Mallard William Turner on April the 23rd, 1775 in London, he was a very hard-working artist admitted to the Royal Academy of Art at the age of only 14. During the 1790s, Turner offset his living expenses by creating watercolour reproductions for topographical books on landscapes. On a tour of Europe in his mid-30s, he filled his sketchbook with studies of ruins and spectacular sunsets. During the latter decades of his career, he led an eccentric and secretive lifestyle about which few of his peers knew. Turner died in London on December the 19th, 1851.
Speaker 3.
Banksy is a contemporary British street artist and activist who, despite his international fame, has maintained an anonymous identity. Aimed as a form of cultural criticism, the artist often targets established social and political agendas with his witty illustrations, produced with stencils and spray paint in cities such as New Orleans, New York, and Paris. The art world is the biggest joke, he said. It's a rest home of the overprivileged, the pretentious, and the weak. Although details of the artist's life are largely unknown, it is thought that Banksy was born in Bristol, circa 1974. Starting his career as a graffiti artist in the city. Banksy's month-long residency in New York during October 2013 featured a man hawking the artist's paintings for $60 apiece outside Central Park. In 2015, Banksy opened a temporary art exhibition that functioned as a theme park. After a 36-day run, its workers and materials were sent to the Calais migrant camp in northern France to build additional housing. One of the artist's most famous stunts so far was probably his shredded painting. When a painting by Banksy was sold at an auction for $1.4 million in 2018, a mechanism was triggered to cause the artwork to partially destroy itself, resulting in a new piece titled Love in the Bin. The ongoing question as to who Banksy is continued to reach headlines when in 2017, Robert Del Naya, the singer of the band Massive Attack, was falsely rumoured to be Banksy. The artist's style has given rise to a number of other street artists. Banksy currently lives and works in the United Kingdom.
Speaker 4.
Damien Hirst is a British conceptual artist known for his controversial interpretation of beauty and found art objects. Along with several other artists, Hirst was part of the Young British Artists movement that rose to prominence in the early 1990s. I have always been aware that you have to get people listening before you can change their minds, he reflected. Any artist's big fear is being ignored. So if you get debate, that's great. Born on June 7, 1965 in Bristol, Hirst was raised in Leeds. He studied in London, where his work caught the eye of collector and gallerist Charles Saatchi, who became an early patron and helped to launch the artist's career. Hirst went on to win the prestigious Turner Prize in 1995. In 2012, he showed what went on to be one of his most controversial works in decades, the installation In and Out of Love, which consisted of two white windowless rooms in which over 9,000 butterflies flitted around and died. In 2015, Hirst opened the Newport Street Gallery in London, which grew from his long-term ambition to share his art collection with the public. The artist lives and works in London, where some of his most famous works are held in the collections of the Tate Gallery.
Speaker 5.
John Constable was a renowned British painter known for his depictions of the British countryside. Constable combined an attention to atmosphere with energetic brushwork. The artist's larger paintings, such as The Hay Wain, 1821, probably one of the world's best-known masterpieces ever, were composed from numerous watercolors and oil studies made outdoors on the spot. Constable once confessed that he loved the sound of water, willows, and brickwork. Born in the UK in 1776, Constable was expected to take over his father's mill business, but instead studied at the Royal Academy in London. Exhibiting in Paris once, Constable's works had a profound impact on French painters. The artist found success later in his life with his larger paintings, while continuing an investigation of clouds and light with almost scientific precision. Constable died on March 31st, 1837 in London. Today his works are in the collections of the Louvre Museum in Paris, the National Gallery in London, the Frick Collection in New York, the National Gallery of Art in Washington DC, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, among others.
Speaker 6.
Roy Lichtenstein was an American artist known for his paintings and prints, which referenced commercial art and icons like Mickey Mouse. One well-known feature of Lichtenstein's work is the use of the so-called Ben Day dots, a particular printing technique used by newspapers and comic strips, which was named after Benjamin Day, an illustrator and printer. Lichtenstein used the mechanical technique with his own hand on a much larger scale. He was a leading figure in establishing the pop art movement, along with Andy Warhol, for example. The movement presented a challenge to traditions of fine art by including imagery from popular and mass culture, such as advertising, comic books, and mundane mass-produced objects. One of its aims is to use images of popular, as opposed to elitist, culture in art. Born on October 27, 1923, in New York, Roy Lichtenstein studied painting after graduating from high school. Drafted by the US Army during World War II, while stationed in France, he encountered the works of European masters and contemporary artists. After the war, he returned to America and completed his degree at Ohio State University. Lichtenstein taught art during the late 1950s. The artist died of pneumonia on September 29, 1997, in New York.